Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Or something along those lines. This is Matt, coming to you live on Christmas Day with a very special episode of the Box of Cameras podcast. Okay, well, it's not really. But it is Christmas. And I just wanted to say hello to everybody. Hope you all had a wonderful holiday or having a wonderful holiday or will have a wonderful holiday wherever you may be. I did decide, you know, I participated in the Emulsive Secret Santa, so I'm going to open my present here in a few minutes or a minute or so. Again, thanks to everybody for, you know, all the likes, the participation, the tags, the emails, all that other good stuff. I always appreciate it. Before we go any further, though, I want to bring on the worldwide correspondent of the Box of Cameras podcast, the one and only and everyone's favorite Kiwi, Mr. Stephen Ray from way down south in New Zealand land. Come on, Kiwi cowboy.
Hi folks, it's Steve here from down in New Zealand. I'm Matt's foreign correspondent reporting to you in foreign. Just wanted to say Merry Christmas. If Matt does a podcast between now and Christmas Day, which is now Sunday here in New Zealand, just before Christmas, forgive me, I had a little bit to drink. I've been drinking beer since 9 o'clock this morning when a friend came over for breakfast with his family. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. Just wanted to say I've enjoyed Matt's podcast, and I met up with Matt earlier this year when I was up in Des Moines, Iowa, and it was great to catch up with him, and he's a fun guy in real life just as much as he is on the podcast. Enjoy your Christmas, guys, and well, hopefully we'll all have some more cameras to review for Matt and with Matt in the coming year. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for that wonderful message of hope and joy from way down under in New Zealand town, Stephen. So it sounds like he's having a good time. And I do want to thank Stephen for all of his feedback. I had a great time meeting him earlier this year when Stephen and Carolyn get back to the U.S., wherever they may happen to be. You know, if you get the chance to cross paths with our Kiwi cowboy, do so. He and his wife are wonderful people, and you just don't want to miss an opportunity to bend an elbow or share a snack or just have a conversation and talk cameras or talk anything. He's a good guy, and I'm awful glad that we became friends this year. So let's see. Without any further ado, let's hop into this present I got, you know, the M from emulsive.org, the emulsive website that he runs, has done for the last few years his Secret Santa gift exchange. And I participated in this pretty much every year now. I think this is the third year. And yeah, so I'm pretty sure I participated in all of them. The first one actually was fantastic. Somebody sent me a Canon EF1 camera, which was really cool, along with some film, just some fantastic stuff. You know, last year I got some more film and just some things. I traded with a person who lives in London last year. And they sent me along several photographs that they had taken and some treats. And I always enjoy treats. So, you know, it was cool. It was cool. And so this year I'm looking forward to see what's in this box here. This box right here. Looking forward to it. But, you know, so I know a lot of people have already opened their boxes and posted. Kind of coming to this a little on the late side. I had a lot of family things going on last night. Last night was Christmas Eve, and that's, for my wife and I, that's when we do our big family gift exchange. And so then this morning we went over to my mom's house and hung out with my sister and her family and had just a great time. It's always wonderful catching up with everybody. So Christmas has been jolly in the Melcher household this year. And we've had a great time, and I tell you what, it's just been fantastic. You know, we've had some pretty rough Christmases in the past. What with my dad actually passed away on Christmas Day many years ago. You know, he had suffered from cancer for a long time, and so you know that was just a tough thing to get over. Just that memory every single year. But you know, we push on, we create new memories. And that's really what it's all about. So, let's see what this is here. The box itself is, oh, it's wrapped. It's wrapped here. It's wrapping paper, but there's packing tape all the way around it. I gotta find, there we go. Okay. There we go. Mr. or maybe Miss, is that a K or an R? Squires from out west of me. Very nice. There we go. Cool packing or wrapping paper, wrapping up a box, and there's a shipping label on it. And there's like monsters. It's kind of cute. I like it. Very cool. Very cool. Let's over there, and now we got a box, and get that open. Let's see what we got here. Okay, here's another piece of paper, just some plain old paper. Put that in the trash, and then, oh, interesting. What is this from? Lomography, huh? Lomography Tiger Color Negative 110 Pocket Film. 110. You know, I started shooting. One of my very first cameras I had that I used myself was a pocket Instamatic film camera from Kodak that used 110 cartridge film. I have not used it any of it since. So I'm looking here and going, oh, that's interesting. It got me some 110 film. I actually have a pocket Instamatic camera in one of my other boxes, so that's going to be cool. I maybe break that thing out. You know, the long, skinny, flat ones. Has the flash built in. Really stellar. Now, you know what? One of the things that I sent on my list is I like camera straps, and I like Minolta. And what do I got here? I have a Minolta camera strap. Black with the blue lettering with the Rising Sun logo with the O, you know, that has the stripes on it. This looks like, oh, it's in really good shape. Wow, this is fantastic. You know, usually you see these in the fake leather, or I don't know if it's real leather, but the leathery thing on the back is usually all crusty and, you know, broken, and this is really in out. This whole thing is in fantastic shape. It's like somebody took it off of their camera when they got it. This is probably around the time of a Minolta 7000, you know, auto everything. That's fantastic. I mean, yeah, I've got me some. I got a Minolta I'm looking at right now over here on the floor, and I think this strap is going to go right onto that. So this is cool. That's one of the things that I'm always into things like that are cool. And what do we got here? Hey, more film. It's a medium format. Ah, super medium format Kodak Portra expired in 2001. Yes. Oh, two rolls of that. Again, I'm always I'm about expired film, and this is fantastic. I wonder if this 110 film is expired. I don't know. I wouldn't think so. They haven't been making it all that long. I wouldn't even know where to look. Oh, wait. No, it's not. It's fresh. Huh. 2020 is when that expires. That's kind of, what's this? Bubble wrap. It's, whoa. Hold on. Oh, baby. Oh, man. I don't believe it. Oh, man. Oh, my word. Oh. It's a camera. On top of that, it's a 110 format camera. Oh, my word. This is... Oh, baby. This is so cool. I have in my hands here from my Secret Santa, and I'm blown away. I'm blown away. I was already blown away, I want you to know. Secret Santa. I was already blown away just simply by the camera strap. You know, but now I have in my hands a Minolta 110 zoom SLR camera, and it appears, it sounds like it functions. I don't know if it needs batteries or anything like that, but I'll look into that here later. But this is a camera, it's got a big lens on the front. I mean, well, relative to any other 110 format camera, and it's got a zoom. Let's see, I look through here. Oh, wow. Got a zoom, and you can focus it, a manual focus. Wow, okay, I'm kind of freaking out now. A manual focus zoom 110 camera. I mean, that's got about everything wrong in the world of photography from back in the day. A 110 zoom camera. This is awesome. Oh, wow. Okay, so yeah, it's a Minolta 110 zoom SLR. Kind of earlier in Minolta's history. It's got to be from the 70s. It has the old all lowercase Minolta lettering on it, as opposed to the 110 zoom that I was just referencing. Or no, the Rising Sun, which is all uppercase letters with the O with the circles through it. This has a Minolta zoom rock or macro. Maybe does macro too. 1-4.5 f/25-50mm. Wow. That's the lens on the front. Sticks out like a big old sore thumb. And then on the left, or I should say on the other left, which is actually my right, there's a thing here where you select the aperture. I wonder how that works. You just turn this for setting the aperture. And it's got a plus minus exposure compensation. Oh, man. And what's this? There's an X and an A and a B. I'm assuming that's bulb. And an X and A is probably auto. Huh. And there's a place, a hot shoe on the top. You can put an actual flash. I love it. I love it. This is fantastic. I tell you. You know, Emulsive Secret Santa is literally one of my absolute favorite things to do every year. Every year I participate in it, and I'm blown away by the stuff that people give. I've seen some photographs already, and wow, I mean, the generosity of people in the film photography community is just stellar. And I'm proud to be a part of it, happy to be a part of it. Just to be participating in this alone just makes me smile. Fantastic. I can't wait. I'm going to find out who this was and send them a little note here. But if you are a listener, thank you. It's wonderful and truly appreciated. I'm kind of stammering here. It's right up my alley. Wow. Some expired film, a strange format, and a camera. Yes, sign me up. All right, well, I tell you what, I don't really have anything more to add. You know, Christmas Day, I hope that everybody has a chance to spend time with loved ones. That's really what it's all about. I got a chance to do that really for the last couple of days, and it's the best part. It is the best part. You know, while I'm happy to be a part of the Secret Santa gift exchange, I'm really getting gifts is, yeah, it's okay. I like it. It's fun, but that's not why I do it. For me, it's more about giving the gift. I gave my emulsive Secret Santa, didn't get a camera. I almost feel bad about that now. But they did get half a dozen rolls of some film, various different kinds of emulsions, black and white color. I even sent them some of the new Ektachrome, along with a couple photographs that I took, and a nice little Christmas card that my wife picked out, and some candy from one of the local candy producers here in the state. And that was off. It got delivered on Friday. I'm hoping that they're enjoying it, and I hope they got to eat all the candy themselves. But anyways, thanks again, everybody, for having a great time and interaction and just being part of the film photography community. Looking forward to see what happens in 2019. What's going to happen? What are you going to do in 2019? What are you looking forward to in the new year? If you've got something to say, leave me a message on the Anchor voicemail app, and I'd be happy to listen to it and play it on the upcoming show. Or if you're just having a few drinks and want to drunk dial someone, yeah, I'll listen. Yeah. So once again, everyone, happy Christmas, and I hope that we have just wonderful years in 2019 for everybody. Thank you. This is Matt. Have a great, great Christmas and New Year. Bye.